Hello, everyone, and welcome to
Whatever the Hell.
Last night, I had one of the most amazing nights I've probably ever had. Yeah, it was pretty fun. And so, Aiden, it was actually Aiden's birthday on Wednesday.
Gamer Squad.
Yeah, and but he didn't have his party until Saturday.
Yes, sir.
That was yesterday, right?
That was yesterday, yeah.
Okay, so, but it was fun. And we had this game where it was like you have to, you grab a card, and you like, it has something on it, and you read, the guy that's the judge, right, reads it off the card, and everybody has to do what the card says, and it was like, imagine a date for the judge, for you and the judge.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I described... So I didn't have the most amazing night, but I definitely described it. So now I know. We have the base to go off of.
Yes.
So if anybody ever wants to know like how to give me an amazing date that like is my dream date, that's what we do. So Aiden knows.
I do know what amazing
it ends
date
with,
would be.
Cuddling in the back of a truck.
Yep.
So, you know.
Nothing better than that.
But
especially with a hot boy.
Yeah. Only with a boy, not with a girl. Disgusting. Girls
cooties,
have
cooties, 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 cooties.
Exactly.
Cooties.
If you
Dude, Ethan knows what we're
stay
saying.
Stay away from girls.
Cuddle with girls.
You're gay.
That is at least minus yeah, you're gay.
Yeah.
And
why would you do that?
It's at least minus 50 Bible coins.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, definitely. That's a hard penalty. Hard penalty.
At least.
We don't do that.
But yeah, so that was our night, and we got Aiden a Trumpy bear, which
Trump
is
bear,
a Donald.
Yes.
It's a Donald Trump. It's a bear that looks like Donald Trump, basically.
Yeah.
Very nice, very nice.
And you can comb his hair, and he has the orange eyebrows and everything. It's perfect.
It's huge.
It's the best bear. It's just it's amazing. It's an immaculate bear. You'll never see a bear ever made in China ever again. This is amazing. It's just the most. Thank you. I'm an impressionist.
Yes.
Pineapples. But not the painter kind of impressionist, because it's different. Both art. One is the art of being funny, and the other is the art of painting.
That's very nice.
But, anyways, so now we're going to go to the audience and ask Connor, what is the meaning of life? Come here, Connor.
Oh. There is no meaning to life. You live and then you die.
Nice. So there's one perspective. I think that's probably the last time we're going to have an audience interaction. Oh, there's Zach.
Hi, Zach.
Hi, Zach.
Hi, Zach.
Hi. Zach's pretty cute.
So this is an interesting story. Me and Zach have been, ever since school started, me and Zach decided to wake up early and lift, because I have a weight rack at my house. Just a huge flex.
Your mom is a weight rack at her house.
Your mom is a weightlift.
What? What? That didn't make any sense.
Well,
but
yeah.
So we decided to wake up at 5:30 and hit the workout at 5:45 and lift and get big.
Get
so,
big!
Get big! Get big. So that's what we've been doing. Every morning for the past week, and I've already gained like 5 pounds because my
it's too thick.
My what's it called? Metabolism. That's how you say that.
That sounded a little naughty, buddy.
Metabolism is pretty crazy. So,
yeah.
Aiden's on a keto diet.
No, I'm not.
Keto.
Yeah.
Keto diet, official sponsor of whatever dog.
Just official sponsor of what are you doing with your life?
I thought you guys were on keto though.
My parents were.
Oh, are they done?
Yeah.
Oh, so they're not implementing their weird diet on
you. They kind of are. They're like, we're still eating healthy, but you know.
We still have a couple Pop-Tarts for breakfast.
Just a couple.
And we only have 4 instead of the regular 8. So we cut the Pop-Tart consumption down by...
Four bags, you know, like four bags of
So technically still 8 Pop-Tarts, but
yeah,
just not 8 bags.
You know, Pop-Tarts actually are not allowed in my household. We have to eat the non-GMO ones from, like, the Annie's thing. They're disgusting. Oh, so they've probably ruined Pop-Tarts. I'm like, Mom, why do you buy this? She's like, it's healthy. And I'm like, it's disgusting. I just don't understand. Just give me the Pop-Tart. I'm going to die of some form of cancer. Just let me eat Pop-Tarts,
yeah,
please.
Honestly, if you look at my genes, I'm going to die of either diabetes or cancer. So just give it to me right now and
we'll get it over with. I feel like it's pretty hard to die of diabetes. Like, you have to be really irresponsible. Like, unless it's type 1, then it's completely different. But if you're type 2 diabetes and you die, like, that's on you. I'm sorry.
that was
a little bit insensitive. I apologize, but not really.
Not really?
So...
As official Whatever Dog, we condemn the statements of Nicholas Diditor, and we do not, as a Whatever Dog, do support his comments.
Yeah, as an organization. Aiden's been growing out facial hair.
No, not really.
Just a little bit. When was the last time you shaved?
I don't know. I'm just too lazy.
Ethan is actually going to shave tonight.
I'm shaving tonight, yes. Oh,
wow. He does have a really good goatee. If you go to our YouTube or our Instagram.
Can I get a zoom in on it?
Yeah.
Just
if you go to our YouTube or our whatever other platforms you prefer to view your favorite podcast on, you can see his magnificent goatee. It's actually really sick because it's all red and it's kind of, it's got a little bit of curl to it, but not too much.
Not too much.
But his waist trainer is Schween.
Oh my gosh.
Coach Schween, big man.
Big man.
He's like literally huge. Like, I've never seen a more attractive.
Like, you know The Rock? Like, he's bigger than The Rock.
Yeah, like he would eat The Rock.
Oh, definitely, for breakfast.
No. Maybe for lunch. Yeah. I don't know.
He put him in a Schween shake.
Reagan dropped her expensive phone, but it's all good. It's whatever, you know.
Whatever, dog.
Whatever, dog.
It's whatever, dog. Zach, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate our workouts together?
I would say it's probably an 8.
An 8?
Yeah.
That's actually pretty good. That's better than I thought. I have a kind of a, like, I say I have a weight rack, but it's kind of ghetto. So
it's pretty ghetto. It keeps moving.
Yeah, like, because it's not pinned down to the ground. And we have, it's on horse stall mat. I don't know what you call it, but they're like.
The mats move too.
They're like huge.
My foot, like, fell between them.
Yeah, so they're like huge rubber mats that you put in horse stalls. So, like, the horse's hooves.
Hooves.
So that the horse's hooves don't, like, destroy whatever it is. And so we put those down over the concrete so I wouldn't crack them, right? And then I don't have any bumper plates, which are like the rubber plates, which protect the bar from being damaged, and they protect the weight when you're deadlifting and stuff. And so the ends of my bar got cracked, and so like I struggled to like put on the weight. It's really hard to get on and off. Zach knows exactly what I'm talking about. It's kind of a pain in the butt, but yeah. Zach just mouthed something.
You
I didn't.
Know what else is a pain in the butt?
What?
Your mom.
School.
That is. It is.
I think school's fun.
Shut up.
Just be that one kid.
Get out.
I'm sure someone here is like that. I don't know. I'm looking at you, Joy. You probably enjoy school.
Wow.
Enjoy school?
Oh! Wow. Oh! Laurel enjoys school, which is actually greatly disappointing. But she doesn't care.
I'm disappointed in you.
This podcast is sponsored by Standing a Bobcat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have a beautiful Bobcat day.
Bobcat scholars.
Beautiful Bobcat.
This podcast is not sponsored by Empire High School. They're too poor.
But not as poor as any school anywhere else in Arizona. But that's okay. Sponsored by Arizona, 45th in national education.
Moving up, guys.
We are.
Moving up.
We're hoping to get 42nd next year. That's our goal. Beat out whatever
Beat
else
out
is.
Whoever
else sucks. Yeah.
It's like when the Cardinals want to at least get 2 wins in a season, you know?
Like, I'm going to look up worst school districts in America.
Yeah, every season they're trying to get that second win. It's just.
Oh, they get 2 wins every season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all right. 180.
Worst.
How many Super Bowl rings do they have again?
School
they win like 5 or 6 games
districts.
They haven't won a Super Bowl.
Worst schools by state.
Nope. Here in Whatever Dog Podcast, we are a Steeler Nation.
No.
The Steeler Nation will rise up.
I feel like
we
that's
kind of.
Yeah.
You're a Cardinals fan. You can't suck.
Hey, I supported the Phoenix Suns. For as long as I've lived. And look at
that's
them.
Not a football team.
They won every single
in the bubble.
They won every single bubble game, and the NBA was not nice enough to let them play in the playoffs.
Yeah, sometimes those Arizona teams just pop off at random sporadic moments, and we suck most of the time.
Like the Diamondbacks in 2003 or 2001.
2001, yeah.
Oops, I don't know my own.
Popped off in the playoffs. That's perfect timing.
Or the Blue Jays in like 93 or whatever. I don't remember the last time we won a title. It's been so long. U.S. educational rankings.
Oh, let's go. This is, but it's an ad, so it might not be correct.
You're an ad.
I'm not.
Actually. That's a lot of words.
That is
too
a lot
lazy
of words.
To read.
Where's the list?
Oh, that might be the list.
Okay. So let's start at the bottom. Alabama.
Alabama 51.
That's just because they have relations with their siblings. West Virginia.
What? West Virginia.
Not mama. Maine.
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 That's a random state.
Right? Yeah, I wouldn't.
That's so random.
Yeah.
I didn't even know people lived in Maine.
Arkansas. Louise.
Dude, all these are like cousin relationships.
Yeah,
because
they just make gumbo. It's like, they teach you to make gumbo, and that's all I
do. It's not brain food. Apparently, Miss K, squirrel brains don't make you smarter.
Why?
Did you ever see Duck Dynasty?
I did. I watched Duck Dynasty.
And she would always, Miss K would always be like, squirrel brains make you smarter. Apparently not, because your schools suck.
Wow.
Then next we have Louisiana, Wisconsin, Oregon, Nevada, Alaska, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Rhode Island, Utah, Idaho, Hawaii, Michigan, California, Mississippi, Minnesota, Iowa, New York, Tennessee, South Carolina, Vermont, Missouri, Pennsylvania, Kansas, Illinois, Kentucky, South Dakota, Arizona at 21!
Yeah!
Yeah! Wow.
It's not worse anymore. We're getting up there.
Yeah, we're doing pretty good, baby.
Or everyone just moved down as bad as we were.
Everybody just moved to Vail, right? The only good school district in the entire state. And then, yeah.
Or just all the education just went down in all the other states, because we're still pretty bad. But
You know what's crazy, though? That Who's first?
We're still going in the list. We need to keep
Virginia.
Going. Wow.
Virginia
is first.
Wait, get out of here.
Where's West Virginia again?
Jamal's house.
It's like near the bottom, right?
Yeah, but West Virginia was near the bottom.
So you're telling me they're like basically the same state, and one's at the top, and one's like way down there.
That's interesting. You know something crazy, though? Is that Arizona's 21, South Dakota is 22. That's where my dad's from, and most of the family on my dad's.
I went to a fireworks show in South Dakota one time.
Did you really?
It was actually story time. It's actually a great experience. So I'm a fireworks fanatic.
Mm-hmm.
I love fireworks. I actually considered getting like a degree in pyrotechnicians and stuff.
Wow.
So you could do them and get a permit. And actually, in the state of South Dakota, like most states, fireworks are illegal. But on July 4th. In this one town that we were in, there was this little field, like a high school thing, that it was allowed. It was probably one of the most redneck experiences I've ever done. There was mortars shooting off, like, in all directions. One actually fell over. And, like, someone
it's like Seattle.
From a kid. And it was just explosions everywhere. My parents hated it. It was so much fun. You could just smell the fireworks. You might have got hit by one or two.
That'd
it was so
fun.
Much fun.
What if we just did this one huge war?
A fireworks
with
show?
Roman candles.
Zachary Joyner.
Yeah, Zach, how about you be quiet and respect the podcast?
Stop being a
quiet
freaking
on
buffoon.
Set. Quiet
buffoon.
On set.
Nerd.
Man.
Quiet God, on this set.
That's what happens when you wear glasses. Gosh.
Four eyes. Twinsies found it.
Here at Whatever Dog, we support the systematic bullying of
bullying.
The people that are. Yeah, redheaded. We don't like redheads.
Wow. Absolute buffoon.
I'm going to run for president one day, and someone's going to find this podcast, and just I'm not
going to
make it.
Well, never going to be hired anywhere. We support the segregation of
you
redheaded
know,
people from society.
Okay, I do not support that.
We would get hired, right? But they're like, wait a minute, Zachary Joyner? has been mentioned in your podcast? The absolute buffoon?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Anyone
not
that
hired.
Has any affiliation with Zach Joyner?
I would like to point out that no. Zach Joyner is a Trinity student.
But he's a buffoon.
Is he a Bobcat scholar?
Calc BC no. student.
Is he a Bobcat scholar?
Do you want to commit suicide? Okay. That's how you, just if you're a Bobcat scholar, you're dead. There goes mental health. Out the window.
Calc BC.
Gamer.
Yeah. Zach, do you want to explain your experience with Calc BC so far in the year?
Yeah, I have like 20 pages of homework that I had to do over the weekend and I haven't finished. It is due on Monday.
Yeah.
I've got like 6 pages left and I don't know if I'm going to finish it.
That's cool.
It kind of sucks a lot.
Nice.
And I'm like the stupidest kid in the whole class too.
Which is surprising because you're actually pretty smart.
Because there's 6 kids in the class and they all got 5s on their AP Calc test and I got a 3.
What an idiot you are. Dude, this kid's the biggest idiot in
buffoon.
The world.
Buffoon!
Buffoon! Wow.
That is definitely not wow. Nug sauce.
Not at all.
That's our new
That's
word.
That's just nugs.
Oh, eBay, right. Top brands. Gamer. You're a gamer?
Oh, MLB.com shop? Are you kidding? Oh,
PC
gaming.
Gaming. And Archery.
Archery.
Don't
okay.
you gotta like your eBay emails that you like, I
yes.
don't care. And then they send you, oh, buy this computer for $5 million.
You're gaming
like, no,
PC, Dell XPS 8700 for $950.
Wow.
There's
oh,
a gaming
steal.
Chair for $699.11.
Oh,
Pro, Logitech Ghost White G Pro for $500. That's a mouse
Team
for $584.
That must be a mouse on steroids.
Only hardcore gamers buy $600 mouses. And then there's archery stuff, so I could get a crossbow for $600.
That's
crazy.
Or an Apple Watch Series 4. Anyways, I digress.
Cool.
Ooh, how much is an Apple Watch on eBay?
Apple I wonder Watch. What the cheapest
well, there's a reason it's on eBay.
Apple Watch we can find is. Hang on. Apple Watch.
eBay is actually a very reliable
oh,
site. I just once sold a speaker on eBay.
Really?
I got like $2, but.
I'll sell you a car on eBay.
No, thank you.
I'll sell you. No, never mind. Nope.
That's not
there's a lot of things that sometimes we want to say that sometimes we shouldn't say that sometimes we end up saying anyway and sometimes we get in trouble for it and that's not good.
Aiden saved himself there.
Yes.
Sometimes Aiden saves himself.
Sometimes Aiden doesn't and that's $179.
That's not that bad.
Yeah.
I thought they were like $300.
Well, that's a Series 3, and it's a GPS.
Five.
So.
Series 0 Apple Watch.
A Series 5?
Series Walmart.
I wonder if we could find a knockoff Apple Watch.
Meep bop, zoo, 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 zoo.
Dude, actually.
Meep bop, yappa goose, yum, yum, yum.
What are you doing?
It's like a thing I saw on Reels. That's as far as that's as far as it goes. And I just got like all stuck in my head. And my brother thinks I'm stupid. And he's like, "You're not funny." And I'm like, "You're not funny." And I'll keep saying it until he like screams at me. It's quite fun. You just go meep bop, zoo zoo zoo, zoo zoo zoo. Meep bop, yappa goose. Yum yum yum.
Zachary Joyner.
Yeah, Zach.
This is
how about you,
Albany?
How about you stop being a buffoon, Zach?
Zach, nobody freaking loves you.
Whoa! This is still a Beacon campus, sir.
IWO 12 Series 5 T500 smartwatch Bluetooth call music player 44 millimeters for Apple iOS Android phone heart rate monitor.
That's a fake Apple Watch.
It's $10.
What?
From
oh,
Wish. It
that.
Was.
From Wish.
It was a 19.
19.
What's it on Wish? Oh my gosh, I haven't been on that app in like a year.
It's kind of fun to just see what's there. You
yes.
know what I mean? It looks legit. I'm pretty sure whatever Chinese sweatshop child that made that was very skilled. Two main menu styles follow suite, suit, suite.
You know, I've actually bought some nice knives off of Wish.
Really?
Wiggly, but you know, it is what it is.
And that's how Ethan got onto the government watch list.
Look, you can buy a mini powerful crossbow, but it shoots toothpicks.
Ah, wow.
For $4.
Dude, look at the name that they decided
yeah,
to
I was
put
gonna
on the watch.
So this, it says, it's like a picture, and it's like, this watch can answer, and if you look on our YouTube, you can see it. this watch can answer and call, and the name that it has, spin, like, on the spin, call spin, is, like, Fang Yi, F-E-N-G-Y-I, however you want to pronounce that. I'm sorry to whoever is Fang Yi. I don't know how to pronounce her name. IP67, waterproof and dustproof.
That's probably a lie.
Grape whistle. Nice.
This watch can help you achieve your fitness goals. Wow. It says intelligent calculation of movement, walking distance, support a variety of
world?
Sports modes, running, rope skipping, sit-ups, etc.
Why would you just buy the guitar? Do not buy the head of the guitar. You don't need this. Just buy the guitar. What in the world?
That's
practice
cool.
Practice your chords.
Practice your mom.
Pocket guitar chords.
Zach, what are you doing over here? Get out.
Zach, stop it.
Go
You're interrupting your podcast.
Why would I buy this?
Hey, we have a class next door.
Nobody was even going to hear your
God. It's just babies.
Yeah, it's just babies. They don't care. Noise is fun for them. What else?
And it says, it has an American flag on it, and it says, I have PTSD, and it says, pretty tired of stupid Democrats.
We here at Whatever Dog don't like to reflect our own political opinions.
I was just reading the
But that was an epic roast.
I just thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah, we thought it was.
That's not actually
it
what PTSD stands for, though. So.
Yeah. We take PTSD very similar. Oh, there's a picture of my elbow butt.
That looks like your actual butt.
What?
Like, you know that thing where you, like...
What?
You do this with your elbow.
Did anyone hear what he just said?
And then it looks like a butt when you put your phone
up
close.
Can we go back to the fact that you said it looks like your actual butt?
No, I said it looks like my elbow butt. Aiden said my actual butt.
I know, I know.
Aiden.
Exactly.
I don't know. I just. Yes. Okay. And we are back after Zach's. Not Zach. Crap.
It was all Zach's fault! Long story short, my phone got bamboozled.
It got bean-boozled, not bamboozled. Bean-boozled. All right. Welcome to the Zach Roast Zone. We roast Zach because he sucks.
I don't know if I support this.
He's actually pretty hot, but,
But that was a lie.
It's whatever.
Come on, man. Back
Dude,
off.
Look at those biceps. Oh, my goodness.
Do it again.
Patricia is a lucky woman. So, yeah, long story short, Jada's in Wyoming. And their family's on a vacation in the fifth wheel to Yellowstone, or Grand Teton, which is in Yellowstone, I think. I don't know. I don't know geography of the United States, so it's kind of like it's iffy. So, and she has like no cell phone reception. Not reception.
That's rough.
And so she called, and that hence the interruption. I don't know what we're doing here with the phone, but it's,
yeah.
Who knows? Anyways, I had something that I was gonna say, and it was really funny, but I don't remember what it was. So, we're just going to sit here in awkward silence. So Pastor Trey Gilmore taught us that quietness is the best recipe for getting close with God, kind of. That's it. Do you guys remember the practice?
Yes.
That thing? We just
Zach,
there
shut
was
up.
This one. There's this one. Yeah, stupid Zach.
Thank
there
you,
was this.
That kid
thank
sucks.
You, Zach, for your comment. I appreciate
we're trying to
it.
Be more Christ-like by making fun of Zach. But there was like this time, we had this thing called the practice, and it was Sunday nights after church, and it was like, there was one time we just like spent like an hour and just like quiet, like no talking, like
that
going
was
a
rough.
Corner.
That was rough. It wasn't an hour. It was like 10 minutes, but it felt.
No, it was like an hour.
No, there's no way it was an
I
hour.
I think it was 30 minutes.
30 minutes? Maybe, probably. I don't know. I don't remember it.
What?
It felt like forever.
Zach, stop making hand motions at me! Gosh.
Dude. Somebody needs to, like, slap him in the face or something.
Yeah, Zach. Oh, his sister's got it. Gabby's got it.
Why can't you be more like Gabby, Zach?
Because I'm a man.
Yeah, that's what you think. That's what they keep telling you. But you've never acted like a man once in your life.
Actually, Zach won the 2018? 2018 Annual Man Venture Manliest Man Award. So, I beg to differ. I think Zach's a pretty big man. And Devin is a cool man, too.
Yeah. Devin is pretty cool.
Me and Connor, so I bought this shirt. Mm-hmm. It's a Nautica shirt. It's nice. I like it. I bought it on Amazon. Stop touching me. You're weird.
Sorry. And I can't resist.
It's just... calm down. I bought this shirt, and because I was in a search for like the perfect shirt, because I had this shirt and it was a Merona undershirt, which was like a Target brand, but they discontinued it because I got it at Goodwill, used, and it was all broken in, and it was like it felt amazing.
Stop being a Zach Calvin, okay?
Yeah. Imagine having a dad, huh? So I got this shirt because it was the same blend as the Merona shirt.
Corona?
Blend.
You have Corona?
Corona!
Mask up!
Devin's got his mask on.
Actually, Future... Yeah. Future says to have your
mask off. Mask off.
We should flip it. Mask off.
Yeah. Don't play that song.
But anyways, I got this shirt in hopes of it being the perfect shirt, and it's pretty close to the perfect shirt.
It's pretty hot, bro. It's pretty hot.
But Connor, he was a freshman when I met him, and we went to the summer camp together. And then, yes, if you're on our YouTube and our Instagram, check out Connor. What's your Instagram, Connor?
Connor.Blake0.
What is it?
Connor.Blake0.
Connor.Blake0. He's on Instagram. He's a public figure. Follow.
He is an verified. Instagram
post
model.
Verified in the eyes of God.
Huh?
Post some good pictures.
He posts some good pictures.
You might be verified on Twitter, but are you verified in the eyes of God?
Oh, wow.
Your certificate... I almost said certification. Certificate of baptism says that you are, so... So, it's a piece of paper that says you're going to get into heaven.
Is that a thing?
That's unbiblical.
That's unbiblical. I knew that.
Andrew says those.
You need a minimum of 500 Bible coins to get into heaven at the end of your life. And if you don't have
that's only the first Bible level out of the, 25 million levels?
Yeah.
So
if you want to get to the highest level, yeah, you have to be perfect and just never sin. And
then Jesus died for nothing.
No, Jesus is on that level.
No, because if you didn't sin, then Jesus died.
Well, Jesus is the 25 million.
Yeah.
Like, you're probably not going to get to Jesus level, I would imagine, but...
Connor, we actually spent, a good 2 hours on that with David one night at small groups about that same question. It was really funny.
About what?
Jesus.
about Jesus being...
Jesus died for nothing if we don't sin, and David was like, oh my.
Of course he was like...
Also, shout out to David Payne today, because
it's his birthday!
He's not in the room.
Shut up,
Zach! Why do you always have to be extra?
Why are you a buffoon?
Why do you have to be showy? I don't understand. I don't understand why you always have to be extra and why you always have to stand out. You're not a special, soft, mushy snowflake, okay? You're not unique.
Your shirt says love to hope. You better hope to love somebody.
Also,
nobody loves you.
This is getting toxic fast.
Also,
oh my god!
Shout out to the Love to Hope organization. They're fighting against sex trafficking, I believe, and so they're very awesome. And they travel the world—not world, I don't think—but at least the United States. And they talk about it and they raise awareness. And it's very, very good organization. And Zach is being self-righteous by wearing that shirt. But anyways,
except he's a buffoon.
Yeah, buffoon. I'm just kidding, Zach. I love you.
I'm a church girl who goes to church
and read her Bible. Anyhow, we're big proponents of old memes. Whatever, dog.
You remember the Jewish one?
You get
50 Bible points. I want a Jewish girl who goes to temple and read her Torah.
Well, it depends on what kind of Judaism.
Judaistic...
Because there's Orthodox, there's...
Your mama docs.
Isn't there, there's like,
Devin laughed at that
line. Yeah, Devin laughed, guys. Devin laughed at my
Devin
joke.
Devin laughed at your
I'm
mom's
so
joke.
I'm so happy.
That was impressive. That was I feel like it depends on what kind of Judaism. I felt like there was different.
There.
I don't know anything about Judaism. So if someone does, then go to our Patreon and support us.
Judaism.
And email us, and then we'll feature you. We'll give you a shout out in the next episode. Speaking of Patreon,
dude, please support us on Patreon because that money will go towards better podcasts, more often podcasts, more frequent stuff.
Podcast.
Okay.
If you like the way we talk, then give us money while you walk.
Oh, please, dude. You want more YouTube stuff? Subscribe to YouTube. You want more Instagram stuff? Follow us on Instagram. You want more anything? Like anything?
We have like 16
okay?
followers on Instagram, right?
Bro, 16 whole followers.
Yeah, something like that. Like, and we're not following anybody, so that just shows you how big we are.
Dude, that's pretty gamer squad. Okay.
It's huge. It's the biggest Instagram page you've ever seen in your life. And it's not from China. It's not from Russia. It's made right here in the USA. All of our content is premium USA. We're from Arizona. And it's just the best. It's the best. And we're the best. And we're going to make podcasts great again.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We like to make fun of people. I'm actually gonna sniff Aiden's hair so that we can make fun of both political groups evenly. And that's
that was funny.
That way we make fun of Republicans and Democrats, and we don't show bias.
Now you don't know which political side we are on.
Yeah.
No.
You'll never know.
Never know.
Mm-mm.
Never know.
I could be in the Tea Party.
We could be
right. Yeah. Left, right, left, communists.
I don't know.
Bernie Sanders. Socialists.
I only vote for Bernie Sanders every single election. Nobody else.
Even if he's not on the ballot. I actually follow Vermin Supreme. I vote for Vermin Supreme.
Kanye 2020. That's what our political group is. Kanye 2020.
Yeah.
He's a Christian.
He likes Jesus.
Joel Osteen should run for president. I just feel
definitely.
If Kenneth Copeland,
we would get rid of all of our debt. Yeah.
Kenneth Copeland would be able to blow COVID away if he was our president.
Definitely.
COVID-19. What did he say?
A blow.
Kenneth Copeland, everybody. Where that's he's an official
we
sponsor.
Should have Kenneth Copeland.
He's like literally sitting here with us right now, and
we should have him as our guest star. We should reach out to his ministry team and just be like, Kenneth Copeland.
It's actually really funny. I saw this documentary on Netflix called The American Gospel, and it talks
very
about
good.
Like,
you should watch
gospel.
It.
And like they'd be at the end and they talk about like all these dudes, and it was like Joel Osteen's team chose not to comment on our documentary.
Like, Kaya's here!
Yay!
Woo! Kaya!
Okay.
Do you have any thoughts?
On what?
On anything.
I have a lot of thoughts, but,
we have whatever dog. It's about whatever dog. So share whatever thoughts you have, just in your mind. First thing that comes to mind. Pink belong? It's
pink equals woman. Women need to be silent, therefore pink should just stay.
Yeah, that's a little bit
sexist?
No.
Amish.
Racist.
Amish. Misogynist. What are you
You're
saying?
Mominist.
What are you mouthing to me? Just say it. Just
my phone's gonna die.
Reagan's phone is gonna die.
Whoa!
You need a better cameraman.
Someone go get my bag and get this woman a power bank.
Right now. Zach, get up.
Zach, run. It's behind the bench outside.
Go get it, Zach.
Run. Faster.
Stand up. Stop complaining.
Zach, why
Zach,
are
you
so slow?
Go. Oh my gosh. That's the biggest loser I've ever met.
Hurry up.
Hurry
what
up.
Are you walking?
I'm old.
Gosh.
Oh man, Zach.
Man.
It's in the pocket.
Where's the power bank? Where's the power bank?
Where's the power bank?
Here's the power bank.
I found a power bank.
Shut up, Zach.
I think it's really funny how Zach could just, like, crush both of you into a ball with each hand and how he lets you just dominate him like that. I think that's right.
That's the sign of a leader, humility. Zach is a very humble man.
Like that.
Some might say the most humble in all the land.
No.
But that's
definitely not.
That's me. So I'm actually the most humble.
How'd you say that statement?
As some of you probably
okay,
know.
Okay, boomer.
That's ageism. I don't appreciate that.
Okay,
is it on?
Okay, boomer.
Yeah, you have to press the little button, I think.
The little button.
It lights up blue.
Okay, boomer.
How many dots does it have on
okay.
it? Yeah, is your phone charging? Yes, it's on. Yes, it's on.
If it dies, it was.
Zach, shut up.
Zach, why are you talking right
bro.
Now?
Bro.
Literally, why
dude.
Are you saying words? Okay?
It's at 10:30.
It's 10:30?
No way.
It's 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, the your 16th. Mom-teenth. 16th.
16th.
It's actually 10:34, so stepping
actually,
down.
Zach, shut up.
It's
10:35. Man.
All right, folks. We're going to go to an ad, and then what we're going to do is we're going to say goodbye. Please support us. Subscribe to our YouTube. Subscribe to our uterus. Follow us on Instagram. And
do not subscribe to our uterus, please.
Actually, none of us have uteruses.
That's true, too.
You don't have that.
So... it's been fun, and we're gonna go to an ad, so I hope you guys have an amazing day, and if no one's told you yet today, we love you, and we care about you.
Bye.
Farewell.